We're a climate solutions charity focused on putting the spotlight on all the amazing things that people are doing across the world to address both the climate crisis and the issues of inequality and poverty. And so we work both in the UK and across, for example, in sub-Saharan Africa and in India, really seeking to uncover those solutions that will help people have access to energy, perhaps for the first time, but that should be renewable energy. And at the heart of everything we do are the Ashton Awards, which we are this year celebrating at the COP26 talks in Glasgow.
Let's talk about the Ashton Awards. When and how was the idea conceptualized?
So the idea came about 20 years ago. There are across the world these innovators and pioneers who are discovering new ways, for example, to enable women to cook more cleanly, that they don't have to go and collect wood and then sit over a fire which is damaging their health. And we know that's killing millions of people every year, that instead people had discovered new ways to help encourage people and enable them to be able to cook more cleanly and sustainably, benefiting their health, benefiting the planet. And so from that idea grew the awards, that if we could put the spotlight on these climate innovators, celebrate all they've achieved, enable them to go to scale, or perhaps to inspire other people who can steal their ideas with pride, because we all need to get behind this effort to tackle both poverty and the climate crisis.
Now, two of the African winners are Ugandan. One organization is from Kenya and one from the Democratic Republic of Congo. What sets them apart from other applicants that you were considering?
I know. Africa has really swept the board this year at the Ashton Awards. They've been winning a category after category. And I think what set these winners aside was the fact that they were both doing really inspiring initiatives to enable people to protect nature, to have access to clean energy, and at the same time, they were doing that in a way that was really based in their community and was helping build strong community support. To give you one example, one of the winners is Solar Freeze in Kenya. They fantastically take the heat of the sun and turn that into cooling, into freezers and fridges where people can pay as they go to store their food, for example, if they can't get to market in time, or perhaps mothers with their breast milk, they want to store it for the evening. So they can store paying as you go, because obviously the refugee communities couldn't afford themselves to buy a whole freezer. And so it's a brilliant idea that both helps people's lives every day and at the same time is really taking forward the revolution in green energy and using the sun. Yeah, another brilliant example would be New Energy Nexus in Uganda, working with community groups in the villages, enabling them to sell solar lamps. So it's examples like that that combine innovation with working with communities.
And what sort of road do you hope these awards will pave for the winners in their endeavor to improve lives?
Well, we really hope, and we know from experience, that winning an Ashton Award, it's a stamp of approval for those organizations. And it can often help them go on to win major investment so that they can scale up, or to win perhaps contracts with governments, or to grow their organizations. And we know from some of the past winners, take for example Selco in India, won an Ashton Award and has gone on to become one of the absolute leaders of renewable energy in India. Burn is another amazing organization doing clean cookstoves in Kenya, won an Ashton Award and has gone on growing and enabling also more women to work in the factory making those clean cookstoves. So we really hope that winning this award, these amazing innovators deserve the plaudits, and we hope it will enable them to strengthen and grow their organization.
Before I let you go, are there any messages from the winners that you'd perhaps like to share with politicians who are attending COP26?
Absolutely. The winners are calling for, firstly, back those initiatives that already exist that are engaging communities. We need international agreements, we need strong national policies, but we also need to engage communities in this. They're also calling for governments to give more priority to the skills and training we need for the green revolution of the future. Dismas, who leads Solar Freeze, the organization working in Kenya that I mentioned, he really calls on world leaders to prioritize that green skills and training so that we can have the workforce of the future. It's actually a brilliant opportunity for people. There are jobs to be had in renewable energy, but we need people to be trained up in those skills so that they can have those opportunities. And they've also really called on world leaders to put the nature-based solutions at the heart of the negotiations.